better by Birdseye.
Birdseye Frosted Foods.
Birdseye Frosted Foods present the Dinah Shore program with Cornelia Otis Skinner and Roland Young, Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra, the Joseph Lilly Singers, our comedy star Wally Brown, and Dinah Shore.
Take it easy. Don't you know it's more romantic when the dance is slow? Take it easy. Take it easy. What's the good of feeling high when all the lights are low? Take it easy. Take it easy. We've got lots of time ahead of us. The night is young. Take it easy. Take it easy. Don't you know the music should be swayed instead of swung? Take your time. Take your time. Dance it with ease.
Take your time. Take your time. Slow if you please.
Take it easy. Take it easy. Don't you know it's more romantic when the dance is slow? Take it easy. Take it easy. What's the good of feeling high when all the lights are low? Take your time, take your time, dance it with ease.
Take your time, take your time, slow if you please.
Take it easy, take it easy. Take it easy,
take it easy,
take it easy,
take it easy.
Don't you know it's more romantic when the dance is slow?
And hi there, everybody. This is Dinah. Say, Harry, did you hear about Wally Brown winning a hotel in a dice game?
Yes, Dinah, and he's really making money. The place is loaded.
So are the dice.
Paging Winston Churchill! Paging Winston Churchill!
Say, Wally, Winston Churchill is back in England.
I know, that's why I'm yelling so loud. You have to hear the real...
Folks, it's Wally Brown! Wally, paging people must get tiresome.
Dinah, it's awful. I walked around my hotel all day, and my shoes are squealing.
You mean squeaking?
No, squealing. I'm wearing Bobby socks. You feel
Wally, I bet you're pretty happy about winning that hotel, though.
You bet. You know, I'm going to move my whole family right into the hotel. All except my brother, Mo.
Where will Mo live?
In a motel. You know... You should see my hotel. You know, I just added two new wings.
Well, Wally, I'd like to see that dive of yours.
Dive? Well, all right, let's go over there. Well, here we are.
Hey, wait. Just a minute. How did we get here so fast?
Jet propulsion.
Oh.
Gosh, Wally, that's a fancy uniform your doorman is wearing.
Oh, I'll say. Yesterday, Admiral Halsey passed by and saluted him. Kids got the stuff there when they...
Boy, revolving door. I'm going in.
Yeah.
Here I go.
Here I come. Well, that'll make it easier coming out. And here we are in the lobby. How do you like all those, and look at that expensive, and that little marble thing over there with the, those deep, I must be in the wrong hotel.
Oh, gee, Wally, I'll bet you hardly ever have a vacancy these days.
I should say not. Why, Saturday night, seven sergeants slept in one bed.
Seven sergeants? Did they sleep well?
Only the top sergeant. He's the guy.
Oh, listen, come on. Let's go on in, huh?
And let's go up in the elevator and see the place.
Yeah, that'd be nice. All right, Harry, let's take us to the 18th floor.
18. Did I go too fast for you?
Oh, no. I always wear my girdle around my ankles. Well, think I'll get out of the elevator.
Uh-oh. Step down, please.
I'm hurt! I'm hurt!
Where does it hurt, Wally?
Now let's look at the rooms. Now over here we have Sinatra's room.
But Wally, the doorknob's missing. How does he get in?
Oh, we just slide him in under the door, you know.
Oh, gosh. Sinatra lives here. That must be exciting.
Yeah. One night, to escape the autograph hounds, he got out through the window.
How, on the ladder?
No, on a rope made out of bow ties. You know, the kids got... a lot of big people have stopped here, really. Why, for instance, the head of the Social Security Board.
Is this so?
Yes.
What room did he occupy?
That one right over there. 321-01-5146.
Hey, Harry, look, there's Wally's room.
Well, how can you tell?
Well, look at the sign on the door. Gone to, will be returned in, just stepped out for, if not back in... Say, Wally, haven't you ever completed a sentence?
Sure. 5 years in Sing Sing. I was up there.
Well, come on. Let's go into the room, huh?
Well, Harry, we can't.
Why?
I've forgotten my key.
Let's go in anyway.
Well, now, Dinah, how?
Jet propulsion! See? Never fails.
Never fails.
Say, Wally, your bed takes up the whole room.
Yeah, and you know, yesterday I got out on the wrong side of the bed and got a ticket for jaywalking. Oh, the guy right there. Who's there?
The maid to clean your room.
Come in.
I can't.
Why not?
I don't believe in jet propulsion.
Huh? Preposterous. In fact, jet preposterous.
Well, now, Wally, tell me, what does jet propulsion mean?
Well, it's very simple. I mean, you take the... it's when you want to go to the... it's a short distance between... if you get into the... you wouldn't care for it after you get in there. You see what I mean?
Understand it, but that is a lovely piano you have there.
Oh, well, thanks, Harry. You know, I play by ear.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Yes. Well, with those ears, you could play the Unwashed Symphony.
Keep talking, Harry. I can use your jokes on the radio.
You can?
Why, surely. They go in one ear and out the ether. Out the ether. Out the ether.
Well, it says out the ether.
That piano is terribly dusty.
I should say so. The floor is even dustier. How in the world do you ever get it clean?
Well, I've got a special attachment for my vacuum cleaner.
What kind of an attachment?
A plow. It has the...
Oh, hey! Hey, Wally, let's get back to the studio. I've got a commercial to read in 20 seconds.
Well, don't worry. I'll get you back on time.
Well, how?
Is he kidding? We'll go back by the... Just the way we... You just press and you fly through the...
Oh, no, that isn't it. Harry, well, you know, don't you?
Why, certainly. You can... You just... all you have to do, you put that... you can't...
Wait a minute. Doesn't anybody know?
Jet propulsion!
Oh, pay that lady $10 silver!
Now here's Harry Von Zell ready to tell everybody about... About what, Harry?
About the great selection of fine fruits and vegetables you can get in the Bird's Eye department of your food store.
Oh, well, in that case, Harry, be sure you tell them that right now, Bird's Eye Frosted Foods offer an even greater variety of vegetables than you can find in the regular vegetable departments. Many of them out-of-season vegetables, too.
Ladies and gentlemen...
And, oh, yes, women should know about that because nowadays it's so hard to get variety in meals.
Mm.
Bird's Eye's great selection solves the problem very nicely. Mm. Go ahead, Harry, tell them.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen...
Oh, excuse me, Harry. And don't forget to tell them that all Bird's Eye food tastes so farm fresh and delicious and wonderful that you think you just picked them out of your own garden. Mm.
Bird's...
Oh, excuse me, Harry, one more thing. I want you to be sure to mention that Bird's Eye Foods are great values.
Mm.
Not only do you save money, but most of them require no ration points.
Mm.
Now, go ahead, Harry. Tell them I'm sorry. Mm.
Bird's Eye, ladies.
Oh, and make certain, Harry, that when folks choose their frosted foods, they get the package marked Bird's Eye because Bird's Eye tops in flavor and nutrition.
Mm.
Tell them for a better buy Bird's Eye.
Better?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Harry, forgive me, but your time is up. Thank you so very much for that helpful message.
Mm.
Goodbye. Out here in celluloid fairyland, there's a swell new picture called Follow the Boys. The moguls are still pulling sneak previews of the opus, so don't tell a soul, but we're swiping a tune I do in Follow the Boys and previewing it tonight just for you. It's called I'll Walk Alone. I'll walk alone, because to tell you the truth, I'll be lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you are lonely too. I'll walk alone. They'll ask me why, and I'll tell them I'd rather. There are dreams I must gather, dreams we fashion the night. You held me tight. I'll always be near you wherever you are, each night, in every prayer. Just whisper, I'll hear you no matter how far. So close your eyes and I'll be there. Please walk alone, but send your love and your kisses to guide me. You're walking beside me. I'll walk alone. All by myself, I'll walk. Couple is getting on a Fifth Avenue bus. They just have to be our good friends William and Mary, because no other couple could be quite as happy as these Thursday night lovebirds of ours. So let's hop on a 57th Street and take that vacant seat behind them, presenting Cornelia Otis Skinner and Roland Young as William and Mary.
There's an empty seat.
Where?
Back there to the left. Quick, Mary, make a dive.
Right, the way these brushes start send me off like a salmon upstream.
Oh.
This is nice. I like Fifth Avenue buses so much more than the others.
Why?
They cost a nickel more and it lifts my morale to squander money.
Here's your chance to squander. I only have a $5 bill. Have you 2 dimes?
I think so.
Give them to me, will you, dear? Here comes the conductor.
No, let me. I still like to put them in that little piggy bank the conductor holds makes the bell ring. My father used to let me when I was a little girl.
Still kind of a little girl, aren't you?
Well, don't you like to make the bell ring, too?
Of course, Doc. Darling, are you getting out the dimes?
What do you think I'm looking for in my bag? 4-leaf clovers?
Judging from the chronic state of your bag, it wouldn't surprise me a bit to find them growing there.
Just be patient, Mr. Smarty.
Oh, hurry up, darling. He'll be here in a second.
Okay, okay. They're just down here under this...
Yes, please.
I'm trying to...
Yes, please.
Just a second, conductor. My little girl wants to punch in the dimes. Come on, Mary.
Well, I'm trying to find my coin purse. It's just...
My little girl is just trying to find her coin purse. Conductor, in the depths of her bag. May take her some time.
Yeah, well, I'll come back later.
Better make it later in the year.
Well, honestly, your wit is quite lost on it.
Well, half as much lost as your coin purse.
It's not lost at all. It's just... I've had to carry so much around today. Oh, darn it, I saw it just then, and now it's gone again.
A woman plunging about in her bag is one of the most embarrassing sights known to men.
Is that so? How about a man hunting something from pocket to pocket, beating himself all over as if he were a target? Here, hold this.
Mary, this is not your coin purse. What on earth is it?
It's my extra pair of stockings.
You were thinking of handing them in as bus fare?
No, dear. Just hold them a second.
Why? Do you want me to weigh them up and down Fifth Avenue? Just show the world you have an extra pair of stockings?
Here. Hold this compact, too.
Why? Is my nose shiny?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
And this bottle of vitamin tablets.
No, this is most humiliating. Oh, just a minute, conductor.
Yes, please.
Possibly while you're waiting, conductor, you might enjoy a vitamin tablet.
It's in here, and here are the 2 dimes.
Give them to me.
No. You said I could do it. 1 dime, 2 dimes. There.
Thanks, lady.
You're a very patient man, conductor.
Shall we get all types in these buses?
You know that? You're a type.
Ah, Will, really, how can you?
As a matter of fact, Mary, how can you?
How can I what?
Go around with a bag bursting with all that non-essential junk.
It's not junk, and it's all essential.
It can't be. Let me look. Oh, good Lord. Mary, I never saw such a collection. Comb, handkerchief, 3 kinds of lipstick, keys, a small bottle of perfume.
All essential?
Here's a roll of peppermints. They're hardly essential.
Have one?
Thanks, I believe I will.
You see, they're essential.
This seems to be an announcement of a January white sale, and it's now March.
I know, but there's an important telephone number written on that.
Whose?
I don't remember.
I see. I see. What's that?
That's the leather folder for my ration book.
Is your ration book in it?
No. Mm-hmm.
What's in that blue, battered blue envelope?
My ration book.
Then what's in the leather folder?
Things.
I see. And what's this peculiar little object that's shaped like the dome of the Capitol at Washington?
That's a pencil sharpener that doesn't work.
Doesn't work? And why carry it around?
That's to remind me to buy a new one. Only you can't get them anymore.
I understand, dear. It's all right.
Well, it's all very well for you to act superior, Will, but I bet you've got just as much useless junk in your wallet.
I haven't at all. Everything in my wallet is of the most essential importance.
For instance, let me see.
Well, here's my money in this compartment.
And what's in the other?
Well, here's my commutation ticket and a blank check, some business cards, all essential.
Just how essential are those old theater ticket stubs poking their head out of that compartment?
Oh, those? Oh, well, you know how things like that get in anywhere by accident.
Mm-hmm, just like this end of a Pullman ticket to Boston, isn't it, where you went a good 3 months ago. That's pretty useful. And what's this snapshot?
It's a snapshot of you.
Oh, pardon me, that's different. Here's a newspaper editorial.
I'm planning to read that someday.
You certainly keep bang up to date. It's all about the abdication of Edward VIII.
Really, Mary, I fail to see the necessity of this third degree.
Here's a cigarette, pressed flat and broken at the seams. And what's this button for?
Buttoning?
What's it supposed to button?
Whatever it came off, I forget at the moment.
Here's a stamp.
Well, I may use that someday.
You'll have to pin it on the letter. It has no mucilage on it. Here's the prize. The absolute prize. A dentist appointment for September 1939.
Now, this is all very childish. What difference is... Look. Oh, good heavens, look. We're blocks beyond where we meant to get off.
Oh, dear, are we?
Yes, hurry up, Mary. Come along.
Will, wait a sec. I just want to put these things back in my bag. Wait for me, Will.
Can't wait.
Well, here I come. Oh, Will, my purse is upset. Oh, how awful. Will, wait. The contents of my bag are all over the floor.
Here. Can I help you, lady?
Oh, thank you, conductor. If you'll just call my husband back, he'll help me.
Mister, your wife wants you to come back and help her.
My wife? I'm sorry, conductor. I never saw that woman before in my life.
And now we return you to Dinah Shore in Hollywood.
Thank you, William and Mary. Folks, tonight, Cornelia Otis Skinner and Roland Young say goodbye to our Bird's Eye family. You see, Miss Skinner's taking the lead in the Lillian Hellman play, The Searching Wind, and Mr. Young's following suit in another Broadway production. But we've got a hunch they'll be back on the air soon, so be watching for an announcement of their program. And along with our best wishes of good luck for Cornelia and Roland, here's a little tune for them to take away tonight.
I'll be around. No matter how you treat me now, I'll be around from now on. Your latest love can never last And when it's past, I'll be around when she's gone. Goodbye again. And if you find a love like mine, just now and then, drop a line to say you're feeling fine. And when things go wrong, perhaps you'll see you're meant for me.
Tonight, through the courtesy of one John J. Anthony, we are able to eavesdrop on a famous radio program, Mr. Agony's Feeling Ill Hour. That's it.
And now, Miss...
Mr. Agony, my husband and I have been married for 10 years, and we've been very happy until a few days ago when I came home and found him and his secretary together, and they were kissing.
Now, be brave. Will you go on, please?
Yes. Now, Mr. Agony, I love my husband. I didn't want to disturb him, so I left the room. But the next day, when I got home, I found him kissing her again.
Did he see you?
Yes. And he told me to go cook their dinner. I did, Mr. Agony. I cooked a very nice dinner because I just bought 2 packages of Bird's Eye oven baked beans. Mm.
And you cooked both packages of Bird's Eye baked beans?
Oh, no, just one. Why, one package is enough for 4. And my goodness, in no time at all, I had the most delicious meal you ever tasted. Those Bird's Eye oven baked beans are simply wonderful.
Marvelous, marvelous, really they are, because Bird's Eye cooks them Grandma's way. Bakes them New England style in real brick ovens with pork and molasses.
Well, that's what I told my husband and his secretary. Real pork and molasses, I said.
And did you tell them that for 12 long hours, Bird's Eye baked beans are slow-baked this way, and then they're immediately quick-frozen so that all their simmering goodness, their rich, hearty flavor, are captured until you open the package?
Well, I was about to tell them that, Mr. Agony, but
But what?
But my husband was kissing his secretary. Now, I love my husband, Mr. Agony, and I didn't want to disturb him. So I left the room. I went in the kitchen to warm up that other package of Bird's Eye baked beans for myself. Because my husband and his secretary liked those baked beans so much that they'd eaten all of the first package. And just as I was about to do it, Mr. Agony, my husband called me back. I went, Mr. Agony, I went, and then it happened.
Now control yourself. What happened?
Well, the secretary told my husband to ask me if Bird's Eye oven baked beans require much kitchen work. And when I said, no, you simply have to open the package and heat them up, she threw her arms around my husband and told him to make me give her my other package of Bird's Eye baked beans.
Oh, dear.
Now, my problem, Mr. Agony, is this.
Yes.
After finding my husband kissing his secretary in my home, do I really have to give her those Bird's Eye baked beans?
Thank you.
Yes. Don't you get a kick, too, out of those little Sunday ads marked personal? Maybe you won't believe this, but last week, after income tax day, I saw one that said, man, 46, wants to meet woman, 45. Object, $1,200 exemption. We're running a little ad ourselves right now, marked personal, for you and for anybody with a simple case of the blues. And if you'll answer our ad, here's what you'll get. I'm recalling times when I was small and light and free, jubilee. In that sunny land of milk and honey, I had no complaints while I thought of saints. So I say to all who feel for those, sing hallelujah, hallelujah, and you'll shoo blues away. When cares pursue you, hallelujah, get you through the darkest day. Seven miles of waiting and creating skies of gray. But hallelujah, hallelujah, helps to shoo the clouds away. Sing hallelujah. You know how little boys stand on street corners and yell, my dad can lick your dad, and my mom's smarter than your mom. Well, sir, tonight when I left the house, two kids about nine were on the counter, on the corner, doing the old act. But what a lingo, really up to date. One yelled, yeah, my dad's got more war bonds than your dad. And the other one yelled, Gwan, my mom's the head of the waste paper drive. So what, shouted the other. My dad gave 2 pints of blood to the Red Cross. Well, that's all I had time to hear. But if those little boys are proud because their parents are doing a good job on the home front, think how proud it makes those boys on the war front. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, saying better bye, Birdseye. Next Thursday, Birdseye Frosted Foods will again bring you the Dinah Shore program with Wally Brown, Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra, the Joseph Lilly Singers, and our special guest will be Dennis Day. Wally Brown, incidentally, is currently co-starring in the RKO picture, Rookies in Burma. Good night, Dinah, and good night, everybody, and goodbye from Birdseye until next week. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.